So just how worrying is this downturn in Australia's retail sector? Earlier, I was joined by Russell Zimmerman, the Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association, and economist Nikki Hutley from Deloitte Access Economics. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I want to begin with the fires, which are so dominant in everyone's minds right now. We've been hearing that instead of Christmas gifts, many Australians have given donations to fire appeals and the fire volunteers. Nikki Hutley, starting with you, are the fires having a noticeable impact on the retail sector?
Look, I don't have the hard data to say that that's true, but I certainly have noticed a level of societal anxiety that is unprecedented. We've got bad news on the economy as a whole. We do have this constant smoke haze reminder. And of course, the terrible deaths. I do think people are concerned, and it would not be surprising if it was having an ongoing effect on consumer mood and therefore on their retail spend.
Russell Zimmerman, what's your feeling about the fires and the impact?
Yeah, look, I have to agree. The smoke in particular, I think, is worrying people from actually moving out of their homes. But I think it goes beyond that in the fact that I think a lot of people have decided that you can't be extravagant in a time when people are losing their homes, they're forced to look for handouts because of the drought. I think that we're seeing an unprecedented position whereby people are very, very conscious of what these fires and the drought has done. And because of that, I think they're not spending in the shops to the same degree as what we were hoping or what we had actually forecast.
That's interesting. That's certainly what we heard from bike store owner Grant Kaplan, who was speaking to reporter David Taylor. He says he's responded to the drop-off in consumer spending by reducing the size of his shop and shifting from permanent to casual employees. Is this a common story for small retail businesses around Australia?
Look, I think it's more common than what we'd like to admit. We know there's been a removal of small business, and we do hear from our members that they are re-looking at their staff.
And do you know any who are actually sacking employees?
We haven't heard of any that are sacking employees, but I think what's more happening out there is that as somebody leaves or is looking for less hours, then they're quite happy to accept that rather than actually sacking people at this stage.
Nikki Hutley, we've also seen the collapse of several larger retailers, including Harris Scarf, Bardot. Just how dire is the situation for retailers in Australia right now?
Certainly this year has been a bit of a watershed for up to 20 high-profile retailers. There's clearly elements of the cyclical economy here. Wages are low. Fortunately, employment is holding up, and that's the one bright news note amidst all of the gloom. But what we're actually seeing here is more than just that cyclical trend. There are other trends towards online retailing, increased international competition. We know that the tax cuts didn't get spent, and unfortunately, it's a bit of a perfect storm.
And how critical is the retail sector for the health of the Australian economy overall?
Household consumption is roughly 60% of GDP, and retail's roughly half of that. So it's very, very important.
Russell Zimmerman, are you and your members seeing any signs that those tax cuts that the government keeps pointing to stimulate the economy are starting to flow through?
No, we're not seeing that money turn into retail sales. From December last year through to October this year, the ABS has reported furniture in a negative position every month.
Do your members simply need to modernise and get online?
Ah, well, firstly, can I say there's not a retailer around that isn't engaged and looking at the online. Certainly, people have been very critical in the past of the online offer in Australia. That is certainly changing.
Nikki Hutley, is this weakness in the retail sector something the federal government needs to act on?
Yes, and I think myself, along with a lot of other economists, including possibly the governor of the Reserve Bank, have suggested that the economy is fundamentally weak. So the government should be worried. It's too early to bring out the R word, but we are drifting slowly lower. And unless something turns around very quickly, we do need to see more stimulus. And it's not, you know, they've been very strong in pushing back on that and saying, no, we need to deliver a surplus. A surplus is, by definition, restrictive policy. So what the federal government is doing is acting in direct opposition to what the Reserve Bank is doing by easing interest rates.
Scott Morrison doesn't seem to be listening to the Reserve Bank governor, who is becoming more and more bold in his attempts to nudge the government into action. Do you think this Prime Minister will shift soon enough to prevent a recession?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I certainly hope so, because once you get down that slippery slope towards recession, the economy is very hard to turn around. We've already seen that in the last year. We've continued to slide lower, even though we've had all these rate cuts and tax stimulus.
Russell Zimmerman, how concerned are you for the government to act soon?
Well, I'm very concerned. And the reason I'm concerned is we are the largest private employer. We employ just over 1.3 million people.
What are your members telling you they want from the federal government?
Well, look, I think it comes down to the government building confidence. We don't have a confident consumer at the moment, and therefore that's why they're not spending.
Nikki, I can see you're wanting to come in here.
Yeah, Russell's absolutely right. And I think it's also in the policy. A lot of businesses are saying there is a policy vacuum. Can we have a policy on energy? Can we have a better policy on tax reform?
And just finally and briefly to you, Russell Zimmerman, to what extent are you, like Nikki, worried that we could be headed for a recession?
Well, look, I think that, again, we don't really want to raise the word, do we? But if you look at those retail figures over the last couple of months, yes, we are worried about the industry moving into a recession and or the country moving into a recession. We don't want to see more job losses. You've really got problems on your hands moving forward when you start to see major job losses.
Russell Zimmerman and Nikki Hutley, thanks to you both very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Russell Zimmerman is the Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association, and economist Nikki Hutley is with Deloitte Access.